Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
The following program is a paid promotion sponsored by Peak Financial Freedom Group. Welcome to another edition of the Peak Financial Freedom Hour, where we put the focus on retirement and how to get the most out of our financial lives. This show will focus on reducing risk, cutting fees, maximizing income, and ensuring you will make it to and through retirement with confidence in your plan. Your hosts are Jim Files and Dan Ahmed of Peak Financial Freedom Group. They are your go-to resource in Northern California for financial education and guidance. They are the authors of several successful books about financial planning. Most recently, Mama's Secret Recipe for Retirement Success, co-written with Jack Canfield of Chicken Soup for the Soul fame, which sold more than 500 million copies worldwide. Jim and Dan work exclusively with retirees and those of you nearing retirement. And today, they're going to help you sort through the complexities of the financial world and blaze a clear path ahead. And now, here's Jim Files and Dan Ahmed. This is the Peak Financial Freedom Hour.
Welcome to the Peak Financial Freedom Hour. You're here with Dan Ahmed and Jim Files, my partner. And we'd like to thank all of our loyal listeners that have been here with us for years, listening to us, trying to help you make the best decisions with your money. Hopefully we've helped you in the past and continue to help you in the future. If you need any help or have any questions, feel free, dial #250 on your cell phone. That's #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword money. You can also listen to these radio shows on our podcast, as well as watch and listen to these shows on our YouTube TV channel. And we have a ton of educational videos, including our TV show, there for you to watch and learn from. And we think then you can basically help educate yourself to that even next level. And don't hesitate to call. #250 on your cell phone, say the keyword money. We can answer questions or find out, can we actually help you develop a plan that will make you feel a lot more comfortable about retirement? So how about, Jim, why don't you start with the financial wisdom, the quote of the week, to get us rolling on this show?
You know, this is a great quote to come from one of our past presidents, Abraham Lincoln. He said, "You cannot escape the responsibility tomorrow by evading it today." And that really translates into the definition of many, many, many investors that are getting close to retirement or in retirement. A lot of people, you know, just don't do anything. They just think they can stay in the same mode and continue for the next 20 or 30 years in retirement like they've done for the last 20 or 30 years prior to retirement and just invest your money the same. Or there's other people that are afraid to do anything. They're kind of like they stick their head in the sand and they just don't want to do anything at all because they're afraid of making a mistake. And there's other people that are just procrastinators. They're just not going to do anything. They just think it's kind of all we're going to work out. And if it doesn't, well, they'll deal with it at that point. We believe that if you're going to have a successful retirement, you better architect a plan right now. You better put together the ingredients of this new recipe file that you have in retirement that's going to be successful. And you better, we believe, go to an expert firm that has a skill set and the systems in place and the history to show you how to do that, because we do believe you cannot take your money and be in a position to be successful in retirement by doing the same thing, right? Just staying in the market, staying the course, taking money out and hope you're not going to run out of money. Because if you do that, which most people are relegated to do because they don't have other strategies in place, you're going to be very stressed out at retirement at times, Dan.
Well, today we're going to talk about questions you should be asking, but most people don't. And I think this kind of goes to what you talked about earlier as far as having your head in the sand. And it's not on purpose. It's just you don't know where to go or what to do or who to ask. So we're going to bring some of these things to light because these are questions you need to be asking. And what happens is most people want to know about their money and they want to know that they control their money a little better and understand their money, but they just don't right now. So it makes them worry. And if they have an advisor, the advisor manages their assets and puts their assets in a portfolio and does that, but really doesn't explain what, why, how. The client never understands it. All they understand either that their account goes up or down. If they have review meetings, they pretty much forget everything that they were told right when they walk out the door. So there's almost no benefit to it. We want to make sure that the questions you have get answered, but we want to make sure you know some of the questions you're not even asking that you should be asking, because information gives you the power to control your money. I know the financial field, the financial industry does not like consumers to understand their money. We feel you have to understand your money. Otherwise, you cannot make the best decisions. So let's look at a couple topics that we think are questions you should ask, but most people don't. One of them is, because they don't know how to do this, is how much risk am I really taking right now? And how much risk should I be taking at this point in life? And based on that, those two questions, should I make any changes? Well, right now, it's very simple. You won't know, and your current advisor won't tell you how much risk you're taking, won't put it in writing. We will literally do a thorough analysis of your entire portfolio. We have two different software packages that we license, and there's a third we can bring in if need be. Two different software packages that we can go in, look at your current assets. You own a certain amount of stocks. You own a certain amount of mutual funds, a certain amount of money invested in there. We can tell you, literally go back and test it using this third-party software, tell you how much risk you have. Meaning if we go through another 08 financial crisis, when the market dropped 53.1%, how much you'd lose. And it amazes me what people really think they have as far as risk in retirement and then how much risk they really have. So people come in and they go, well, Dan, you know, we really think, and Jim, we really think, you know, we probably don't have more than about 10 to 15% risk in our portfolio, kind of like what you guys talk about. And we say, well, why do you think that? And they say, well, because our advisor says we don't have that much risk. So we say, okay, well, let's do an analysis. And first, let's find out how much risk do you want to take? And they say, well, we really feel more comfortable with that 5 to 10% rule you guys talk about. So we say, okay, so you think you have 10 to 15, you want to go down to 5 to 10. We understand that's a reduction that you want to try to work on. But let's really find out how much risk you're taking and compare it to that 10 to 15 that you thought you're taking. We run the analysis and it comes back, Jim, in probably 85% or higher times, they have 40% or more risk. So these clients thought they were taking 10 to 15. And this is the average person listening right now. Literally, this is you. If you just have a normal portfolio, even if you have 60% stock funds, 40% bond funds, something you'd think would be conservative, you literally probably have a 40% risk and you're looking, you think you have a 10 to 15, but you want a 5 to 10. At that point, you have to make some changes because that really means you're taking 8 times the risk that you wanted to take right now.
The concept behind risk is elusive because your advisor, or if you're doing it yourself, you don't have the same tools we have. The advisor can do it. They can license the same tools we have, but if the advisor doesn't have a solution of lowering your risk, why would they show you this information? They don't have a solution. We have a solution with how we design our planning techniques, how we put together plans with our three buckets, how we make sure we mitigate the risk. We do have plans. We have solutions. But there's no way, Dan, that I would go through retirement not knowing my risk. That's paramount.
Well, you can't, because you know, and you're extremely educated in the financial industry, but even the people listening right now who aren't educated in the financial industry, they know in their guts, their hearts, and their head, if they suffer big loss, what's going to happen? Financial failure. They know that. They know in retirement, if they suffer big loss, they're probably going to fail in retirement. So they know this, but they don't know how to fix it. So you fix it by making sure every single thing you do about your money is in writing. So right now, let's say if you have an advisor, and your advisor you've had for 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years, and you think of your advisor as your friend, you like them, him or her, you love their staff, they treat you well, they're nice to you, et cetera. Well, they're supposed to be, they're your advisor. But you have to ask yourself, first and foremost, is everything about my money in writing? Is every single thing about my money in writing? So, especially when it comes to the risks, do you know, did they put in writing how much you'll lose if the stock market goes down like it did in 08? Not them just telling you verbally or saying, oh, don't worry, you're moderate, you're conservative, you can't lose that much, don't worry, it'll recover. Do you have in writing exactly how much you will lose if the market goes down? If you don't, Jim, at that point, if it's not in writing, can you really take for certain what your advisor is telling you is true?
Absolutely not. You shouldn't be doing it yourself unless you understand in dollars and cents how much you can lose if the market goes down by a certain percentage. You have to understand that. You cannot navigate retirement efficiently. You cannot draw income off your assets. You can't conclude that you'll not run out of money unless you have that in writing. And there's tools that we use these tools every day. There's no way we could even start the planning process unless we understand definitively exactly how much risk you have now and how do we get it down. We will show you how to do it based on the tools we use.
The Peak Financial Freedom Hour. We'll be right back. To schedule your free confidential consultation today, just dial #250 on your cell phone and use the keyword money. Schedule your free confidential consultation today by dialing #250 on your cell phone and use the keyword money. That's #250, keyword money.
You're back with Dan and Jim, the Peak Financial Freedom Hour, and today we are talking about questions you should be asking, but you just don't know you're supposed to. So one of them that we handled is, how much risk are you really taking now? And then how much risk should be taking? Well, we answered how we calculate how much risk you're taking, and we're going to now tell you how much you should be taking. And when we design a portfolio, we don't want you to have any more than 5 to 10% total risk in your portfolio. Well, what does that really mean? Sounds simple, but what does it really mean? It means if the stock market crashes by 50%, we don't want your total assets to go down by more than 5 up to a maximum of 10%. And 95%, almost all of our clients want, their goal is to have 5% or less risk in their total portfolio. Meaning if the market crashes at 50% and they have a $2 million portfolio, instead of losing $1 million, they don't want to lose more than 5% or $100,000, because they know it's a lot easier to come back from a $100,000 loss than a $1 million loss. But more importantly, at retirement time, your assets now aren't there and aren't meant at this point for accumulation. They're meant to now use it, decumulation, use it for income. So if you've accumulated assets for retirement and you look at what are these assets going to be used for in the future, you're going to use it for income now or later. You're going to use it for emergencies or big purchases. You're going to use it for long-term care in the future or medical cost. You're going to use it to hopefully help fight inflation. And if not, you're going to pass it on to your beneficiaries. All those things are important things that you could use the money for. The problem is, if you suffer a big loss, how many of those things then can come true? None of them. A big loss will stymie you, stop you from using the money for any of those things that you are guaranteed to use your money for. One of those things, either you're going to use it or you're going to pass it on to your beneficiaries and or charities.
Well, you know, as an example, let's just say you have a 60-40 portfolio today. It's with a big brokerage company and you're taking income out of maybe 4%. And let's assume that we did a risk analysis for your portfolio, and I can tell you right now, your risk is close to 40%. So if the market goes down by 50%, you're going to lose approximately 40%. We can show you all the data behind that. What if we could restructure your portfolio where we could get 50% more income out, maybe even 100% more income out? That income would be guaranteed, not guaranteed like it is now. And what if we could lower your risk from 40% down to less than 10%. So in the same type of market crash, the market crashes by 50 rather than losing 40, you're down less than 10, hopefully close to 5%. Because if we can get that risk down, as you mentioned earlier, Dan, the recovery of trying to get you back to even is much, much easier. But also on the income, if we can get you 50% or 100% more income with that same strategy, would you not be interested? And of course, everybody would, Dan, but it gets back to the consumer saying, okay, how do I go about doing this? Why don't I go to my current advisor and have him do that? Well, if that current advisor could do it, they would have already done it for you.
Across the board, definitely. Well, right. And when you're talking about recovery, we haven't really talked about that this show. The problem is, if you suffer a big loss, you have to recover more, significantly more than the loss. So let's just pretend like you're in the year 2001 and two, or you're in the year 2007, 8, 9, and the market goes down 50% and you lose 50%. Most people think, okay, if I lose 50%, I know I have to make back 50%, and I think I'll do that, but it might take a while. In reality, if you lose 50%, you have to make a 100% recovery gain just to get back up to even. That doesn't seem fair, but think about the math. If you have a $2 million portfolio, you lose 50%, you're down to $1 million. How much do you need to earn to recover? You need to earn $1 million, which is a 100% gain on your remaining $1 million portfolio. So to lose 50%, you got to be willing to make a 100% gain. And that's not assuming you're taking any income out, paying fees or taxes, which means now you have to earn significantly higher than 100% rate of return just to get back to even during a retirement time period. So you can't fall into the plant into the place where you're going to suffer big loss. If you just lose 20%, which is too much, you got to make back 25% plus the income you were planning to take out, plus the taxes, plus the fees, which means you might need to make a 35% gain just to make back 25%. And you don't want to be in that position to be forced to do that. When you look at then risk versus the rewards, there's so much more risk people are taking right now at this point in their life. So we want to make sure that we pinpoint how much risk you want to take, how much risk you should be taking, and then design a portfolio. And more importantly, put it in writing. So we're going to say, if the market crashes by 50%, here's how much you're projected to lose. Wouldn't that be nice to know and have it in writing and part of your plan binder, that it's right there in front of your face? Because if someone has that, how much do they worry about their money?
They'll worry a lot less, right? And if you're a big time worrier, we can't stop you from worrying, but we can reduce you from worrying a lot. And a lot of you say, well, that's not going to happen. Well, folks, the stock market is not going to warn you when it crashes. Look around what's happening in the world. Right now, look what's happening in Israel. What about Iran? What if they jump into war? What about Syria? What about China? What about Russia? What about the war, you know, the different wars going around the world right now? What about our geopolitical issues? What about our current political issues? Do you not think as a consumer that the market could go down suddenly if just a single event in any one of those areas I just mentioned happened? Yes, folks, it can be. And if you're in retirement or close to retirement, you better have a safeguard in place. You better figure out how to do this.
Well, Jim, let me ask you a question. If the stock market since 1929 has gone down every 5 years by 39% on average, it's gone down every 5 years. Yep. This is history. And we think we have to look at history, the negatives. We don't think we look at history for the positives. We think we look at history for the negatives to try to avoid some of these negatives. So if it's gone down 39% on average every 5 years since 1929, is the world less volatile now that we could think that we're not going to go through that same type of loss projection going forward? Is the world so much better off? Is it so much less volatile? So many less worries, so many less problems that we think that stuff's not going to keep going for the next 100 years?
I would be ignorant to state that I don't believe anything catastrophic could happen in the future, because it will. History will repeat itself. And if you are in retirement and drawing income off your assets, that will become a catastrophic event.
Well, think about it. Does it even have to be catastrophic for a 39% loss? Because it wasn't all catastrophic catastrophes that caused that.
Exactly.
It's just normal market occurrence.
Yeah. And people don't think that, because we had 12 years of a phenomenal bull market between 2009 and 2022, right? Yeah, we had a reset in 2022. The market dropped at the lowest 26%. The NASDAQ was down over 30%, but it did recover. But it recovered because of artificial intelligence. That's what drove the market back in the last year and a half, is because of the introduction of AI. But if that introduction had not happened, 98% of the companies on the S&P and the NASDAQ were flat or negative for the last 2 years. So, you know, people get caught up in this theory that the market's always going to go up. It's not. It's going to go ebb and it's going to flow. There's no way around it. That's just history,
folks.
Well,
we can guarantee one thing. The market will go up and the market will go down.
That's right.
It'll do both. Right?
It's that. But the cool thing about this, Dan, is that we spent the last 50 years collectively figuring out how do we architect a plan to take advantage of the up markets, to move out during the down markets, and to create guaranteed income whereby when the markets go up or down, it has no effect on your lifestyle because we have enough income. We can do that, and we do it every day.
No, and that's part of the plan, is to create that written plan that will allow you to feel comfortable that none of these negatives are going to happen. So if you have questions, please dial #250 on your cell phone, say the keyword money, and we'll be glad to answer those questions and see if we can do a plan for you.
Money questions, money answers. You're listening to the Peak Financial Freedom Hour.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interests of our clients and to make full disclosures of any conflicts of interest, if any exist. Refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A, page 4, for additional information. Any comments regarding safe and secure products and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by BWA. Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.
You're back with Dan and Jim, the Peak Financial Freedom Hour. And today we are talking about questions you should be asking, but most people don't. And we want to make sure you know some questions you're supposed to be asking. So let's look at then a big one. And this is something we hear a lot. And that is, when should I start taking income out of my IRAs? And then, you know, is it going to cost me more taxes or less taxes? One of the things, Jim, we hear across the board is that, you know, my CPA, my attorney, and my advisor, they said, wait until I'm 73, which the new mandatory minimum distribution starts at 73 right now. They say, wait till then and only take out what I'm forced to take out. Well, it sounds like that's good. But at that point, if the government gives you until age 73 to start taking out money from your IRA, do you really think that's good for you or good for the government? And I think it's better for the government because now they've lengthened out the time you have to take your income out till 73, which is good, but they've now decreased the amount of time your beneficiaries have to take out your IRA. Your beneficiaries used to be able to take your IRA out over their entire lifetime. Now they're forced to squish that distribution into 10 years or less. So it's going to force a lot of taxation. And secondarily, if you defer, if you're 60, you defer your money till 73, your IRA money to 73, you're probably going to have a lot more money inside your IRA then, which means you're going to have to take out even more minimum distributions. So we don't adhere, Jim, to that philosophy of waiting till 73 to take your minimum distributions out, because all we think that does is increase the amount of taxes you're going to pay during your lifetime and the amount of taxes your beneficiaries are going to pay during their lifetime.
Yeah, but the key to doing this, Dan, is to making sure that we have a plan in place so the client understands clearly why we will start taking distributions out of your IRAs earlier rather than later from a tax efficiency perspective. Also, you're going to need income in retirement. So if you retire at 65 and you wait till 73 and you want to travel between 65 and 73, do you want more money or less money during that period of time? You likely want more money when you're younger.
How many people do you see that do just that, that aren't our clients, yep, that come in for a second opinion and they're 65, 64, 66, whatever, 63, and they say, I'm not going to take money out till then. Yep. I want to do all these things, but they don't have enough money to do them. How many people come in like that?
Tons of them. And there's tons of people come in and say, I don't want to pay the tax. I'm afraid of taxes at the same time. But if we could show you on a tax efficiency basis, we can actually show you the math where it's more beneficial for you to start to normalize those distributions earlier rather than later. Would you feel more comfortable taking money out of your portfolio, knowing that you would never run out of money at the same time, and knowing that there's a high likelihood you're going to leave substantial assets to your beneficiaries?
Well, let's do a quick case study. So tell me how, if you're this client, the client was working before they made $200,000 a year. Mm-hmm. When they're working, if they make $200,000 gross, they net about $100,000, uh-huh, because you net about 50% of your gross income, right? That's kind of typical.
Yep.
They paid into Social Security, they paid into federal and state taxes, and they deferred $30,000 plus into the 401k. So they only get about half their money in their net paycheck.
Right.
So in their mind, how much are they thinking of their gross income retirement they're going to get?
About the same.
About the same, right? 50%. Yep. When we do an analysis like you're talking about, and we create $200,000 of gross income, and we show them that at retirement time, we're going to do a full tax analysis, they're not going to be paying into Social Security, they aren't deferring money into 401ks, they're just paying federal and state taxes, and now they get to keep 80% of their gross income versus 50% of the gross income. Does that now make retirement work? And how often does that happen for people?
It happens almost every single time we do a plan, as long as the client has investable assets of at least $1 million or more, right? If they have less than that, we can still make it work down to 500,000. But that magical number is having more than $1 million to make sure we can get to those numbers efficiently and still have the growth in the portfolio at the same time.
Yeah, the typical plan is $1 million to $2 million of, yeah, investable assets, and then $2 million and above even works even better. But yeah, if you have $1 million or more, it works perfectly.
Yeah, exactly right. Not that you can't do it with less money, but it's just more efficient with that $1 million mark.
How do they feel though when you tell them, hey, we've just created a plan that you have $200,000 of gross income in retirement, and you're only going to lose 20% of that in taxes. You're going to keep 80% of your gross income in your greedy little hands at the end of each month to spend on everything you want to do net of taxes.
Well, a lot of people don't really understand you can do that. And there's no way you can understand you can do that unless all this is in writing. And there's no way you can understand that you can do this unless the advisor firm is also giving you tax advice. Because unless you have tax advice with your money, how can you go out and spend it without knowing what your after-tax income is? But most advisory firms do not give tax advice, Dan. They can't give tax advice, right? We have tax specialists. You're an enrolled agent for years and years with the IRS before, Dan, and you're a certified financial planner. You can give tax advice. We have another enrolled agent here that works with our firm. So we can give you tax advice so that you can understand this clearly.
Well, and I think that's the key. The key is to understand it. And when it comes down to looking at why did you save all this money? And this is one of the saver's dilemmas, the saver's problems. And that is you saved all the money while you're working so you could use it at retirement. The problem is if you got to be a really, really good saver, you kept doing it month after month. You save. You become a really good saver. One of the hardest things now is to get a saver at retirement to start spending some of their money, yeah, even though that's why they saved the money for in the first place was to spend it. Well, they think they have to continue to save it. Then at retirement, if they're not putting money into their 401k on a monthly basis, they feel weird taking money out and using it, even though that's why they saved it. So we have to help them understand that process that you've accumulated. Now we need to use that accumulation to provide you income that's going to last for as long as you live, that will provide you the lifestyle that will allow you to live the retirement of your dreams. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. But there's very specific ways you have to do that. We've tried every imaginable strategy in the world, and we've netted it down to our three bucket theory to make sure that we can do all the things that we're describing in the show to make sure that you have enough income, more income, hopefully, than you would need in retirement. You can still get growth in your portfolio. And most importantly, we can reduce you from worrying about your money, right? Because the biggest obstacle you have right now, if you don't have a pension, is you're going to worry about your money. And the only way that you can stop worrying about your money is put a plan in place. So if you're interested, if what we're talking about resonates with you, if you're getting close to retirement or in retirement, I don't care if you're managing your money or have somebody else to manage your money, just call us at #250, say the keyword money, and we'll be happy to take you through this process so you really, really will get a grasp on your money once and for all.
You're listening to the Peak Financial Freedom Hour. To learn more, visit us online at peakfinancialfreedomgroup.com.
You're back with Dan and Jim, Peak Financial Freedom Hour. And today we're talking about questions you should be asking, but a lot of people don't. And these questions can be so important to the level of success you have at retirement. So we're covering these. This is a big one. How about this one? How can I create dependable monthly income like retirement paychecks? How can I replace the paychecks I used to make when I was working and to make sure they don't run out for life? Which what that person's saying, how can I create pension type income? That's what they're really saying. Because if they don't have a pension or their pension is small or the pension isn't enough to cover all of their lifestyle needs, then they want to create more pension income. Because at retirement time, people ask, the second thing they ask, which is combined in there, is how much income am I going to need? Well, that's easy. We have you create a budget, and it's going to be your monthly golden budget, not the tight budget, but a monthly golden budget, meaning how much do you need coming in every month to cover every category expense that you have so that you don't have to worry that it's not enough on a monthly basis. Then we want to build a plan that will not just create that amount of income, but it'll create $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 above that, what we call net excess cash flow. So we want to create a dependable income plan, but we want to make sure that dependable monthly income plan is going to meet your budget and exceed your budget. And we want that income to be paid to you on a guaranteed basis, contractually guaranteed basis for as long as you live. Regardless of how long you live, regardless of what happens in the market, regardless of how much you earn, regardless of how much is in your account. And if you're married for as long as you both live, and we don't want it to go down when one of you passes away. And we create that for probably 90% of clients that come in. They need some form of dependable, guaranteed monthly income that's going to last for as long as they live because they're trying to replace their paychecks and they're trying to create that retirement lifestyle that they've always dreamt about. But Jim, lifestyle isn't measured by the amount of assets you have. It's measured simply by the amount of income you have coming in on a monthly basis.
You know, the happiest people that we meet with in our firm are people that have a pension, police officers, firemen, teachers, These folks have lifetime pensions, government workers, federal workers, but not all of you have a lifetime pension. Probably 90% of you that are listening right now or more do not have a lifetime guaranteed pension. So how would you like to have the ability to take some of your assets, not all of it, but just some of your assets, and make a pension income stream for yourself out of your assets so that you can rely on those assets for income for as long as you live? We have developed a strategy here with our three buckets, whereby one of those buckets is going to create a lifetime income stream based on how much you want, not us, but how much you want in guaranteed lifetime income. You get to decide that, not us. And it's a real simple process. We will have you create a budget. It's real simple. We will work with you through the process. In less than 20 minutes, we can put together a very firm budget. How much are you spending? Now, all of a sudden, we know how much after-tax income we need to get you. And if you have Social Security, we're going to know that. We're going to get your Social Security statements. We're going to figure out what your Social Security is, when you should turn it on. And let's just say you have $8,000 a month in a budget and you're going to get $5,000 a month in Social Security. There's a gap. Now you get to decide, not us. Do you want that gap to be filled with guaranteed income or non-guaranteed income? And Dan, what do most people say once we actually explain and educate them on these strategies? Do they choose to have that gap filled with guaranteed income or non-guaranteed income?
Well, once they understand, they actually have the choice and they control it. They actually get to decide, which they never knew before. All of them pick guaranteed income, even if they're overly aggressive type of people. Yeah. We're going to consider overly aggressive. I'll give you an example. I had a 62-year-old come in this year, and he's very aggressive. I mean, 100% stock portfolio, did a risk analysis, showed he had almost 60% risk in the portfolio, meaning if the stock market crashes like it did in 08, of the $3 million, he's projected to lose $1.8 million, which means they'd have $1.2 million left. And he's like, oh, I don't care. We'll recover. His wife's like freaking out going, are you kidding? We could go down to $1.2 million, kind of like same type of loss we had in 08. And I'm like, yeah. And he said, don't worry, honey, we'll be okay. And I told him, I said, well, it's not all or nothing type of plan. We can set up a plan for you that will meet all your goals. You want maximum growth without worrying about having to yank the money out of the market, right? He said, yes. Yeah. So he's 62. He's going to work till 67. He wants to get to maximum retirement age. I'm like, okay. He has his 401k, which he has about 1.5 million. He has a brokerage of 1.5 million. And he thinks that he has to continue to, you know, leave the 401k there because no one's told him he didn't have to. And he doesn't want to touch his brokerage. So I said, okay, how about this? Your 401k was saved to provide you income every time. Is that right? He said, yeah, that's exactly what we said. I said, why don't we use that 401k money to create income when you retire after 5 years and use a plan that'll guarantee you $150,000 of guaranteed pension-like income on a joint basis for as long as you live, allowing you then to continue to invest the $1.5 million in your brokerage account as aggressively as you want. Because even if you lose all that and we get the $150,000 of guaranteed income plus both of your Social Securities at 50 grand, you have $200,000. Will you ever be in a negative, bad situation financially? He said, no. He said, I can do that, but I can't touch the 401k until I'm 67. I said, we can roll the 401k right now because you're over 59 and a half. We can roll that over to an IRA and give you this type of plan. He was just blown away. He loves it. Now the most aggressive person can continue to be very aggressive with those assets.
Well, you know, salt is hidden worry, right? Everybody worries about what if I run out of money? You can solve that problem by designing a plan to have enough guaranteed income between your Social Security and these type of financial instruments we will use to give you that income flow so you don't have to worry about running out of money. Then, in this example particularly, this client can be very aggressive and not worry about doing the things he wants to do in retirement.
So if you need help, like a plan built for you like this, dial #250 in your cell phone and say the keyword money.
Investment advisory services are offered through Fiduciary Solutions, LLC, a California registered investment advisor. Insurance products and services are offered through PFFG Insurance Agency, LLC, California Insurance License Number 014013. Past performance is no guarantee of future results, and securities may lose value.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interests of our clients and to make full disclosures of any conflicts of interest, if any exist. Refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A, page 4, for additional information. Any comments regarding safe and secure products and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by BWA.
Any bonuses mentioned may be subject to additional restrictions and regulations based on the offering annuity company. You may not receive the bonuses if the contract is fully surrendered or if traditional annuitization payments are taken. And if the policy is partially surrendered, it could result in a partial loss of bonuses. Because these are bonus annuities, they may include higher surrender charges, longer surrender charge periods, lower caps, higher spreads, or other restrictions that are not included in similar annuities that don't offer a bonus feature.